I want to throw it over to Greg. Greg's kind of we've talked very serious so far. We're promoting and all that kind of stuff, but we've got to get away from all the seriousness. So that's Greg's the guy for that. So he'll help you out now.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, this is Greg. I'm probably what you would call the heartthrob of the Ruby Room.
Aww.
Yeah. And man, I've actually seen Pepper Theft play on a side note several times, man, and got to give you guys a plug, man. I was very impressed with the band, the singer you guys had at the time. Not sure which one it was, but the whole show was excellent. But I actually got two questions for you, and then what I'd like to do is kind of go through a quick lightning round. What are your thoughts of the upcoming movie, The Hangover 2?
Could be more excited if I tried.
Love it. And this is one thing that we talked about, Sammy and David and I.
Mm-hmm.
The Hangover was such a great movie that sometimes when you have a movie that's so good, you don't want to ruin it with a sequel that's going to come out and be less than just perfect. But we feel that The Hangover and the story and just the way it was done was so perfect that you have to have a sequel. Do you have any fears that it's not going to live up to the first one?
I'm almost kind of assuming that it's not, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be bad, but that is, The Hangover is a pretty tough movie to top, and I don't know, the problem is now we have at least a better idea of how, kind of the framework of what the movie will probably be. We know that they're in Japan or Korea or wherever, and they woke up after a bachelor party and it didn't go well, and they lost another guy, and so I think, knowing the framework is there already, it's not going to have as many surprises, funny surprises, but I agree with you. I think that the writing, though, is so good in the first one that it's, it's going to be tough to just totally screw it up,
I totally agreed, man. I'm like you. I couldn't be more stoked for this movie. So, speaking of The Hangover, we're going to jump into the lightning round. And so what we're going to do is we're going to start that out with a Hangover-related question. And I want to get your opinion. What do tigers dream of?
Well, it's either mauling zebras or Halle Berry or a Catwoman suit.
Perfect answer.
So it's either one of those, and I'd probably go with Halle Berry and Catwoman, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
You can't beat it. All right, second question, Mr. Groobs. Would you rather drink a diarrhea milkshake or have a child predator sign in your front yard for the rest of your life?
Dear God. that took quite a turn. Neither are very appealing. Is a diarrhea milkshake a one-time thing?
It's a one-time thing.
Can I try to flavor it in any way?
You're going to get a nice mixture of homemade vanilla in that, so you're going to get a little sugar.
Okay. I think I'll go with the vanilla diarrhea milkshake.
Well, if it makes you feel better, the three of us chose the same, the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah, neither are very good, but I think the diarrhea milkshake kind of has to be chosen as the child predator sign.
Love it. Hangover or Step Brothers?
You know what? I actually kind of lean towards Step Brothers, maybe because it's been out a little longer and feels like, I want to say a classic, of course, but I don't know. I think we've gotten a lot more mileage out of Step Brothers audio than The Hangover.
Agreed. Pow, pow.
Pow, pow.
Steve Carell or Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell.
Charlie Sheen, winning or losing?
Losing.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Would you rather win a World Series, a Super Bowl, or an NBA Finals?
I'm a baseball guy, so I've got to go with World Series. The Rangers just came so close last year that getting a taste of that, I've got to go with World Series, although if the Mavs can haul off and win the NBA Finals, I'll be pretty damn happy too.
Yeah, no kidding about that. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Be able to jump.
Wait, say that again. We were laughing over you. What did you say after that?
something short and low center of gravity. So, you know, just for one day to be able to dunk would be really cool on a regulation rim.
To just have like kangaroo hops where you just can jump like 6 feet in the air and.
Yeah, like although it would be cool to be lasers out of my arms or something like that.
To shoot lasers? To shoot lasers out of your arms?
I don't know. I'm just ripping. I'm just making stuff up on the spot.
Dude.
No, that's fine. I'm just wondering. We want to make sure I heard you right.
That's the hardest I've laughed in a long time. You said to jump. Awesome. Who's your favorite band, not counting the Chili Peppers?
Oh, damn.
Or if you want to throw out two or three, feel free. In your opinion, where is the best hamburger in Dallas?
Oh.
We're throwing fastballs at you, buddy.
I know. This is tough, man. I tend to gravitate toward Jake's, but I've only had a burger from Maple and Motor once, but that was probably the best one I've ever had.
And this is what was it called? Maple and Motors? I think we're all taking notes right now so we can go check that place out.
Yes, should.
Who would you rather...
They got really kick-ass onion rings.
Who would you rather punch in the face, Donald Trump or Kid Craddock?
I don't have a problem with Kid, so Donald Trump.
Nice.
Kid apparently had a very, very small twin war, but I think both sides were having some fun with it, and really he's got about six times the followers I do, so... I'll just pretend that he was having fun with it. Otherwise, I might cry.
All right. We couldn't bait you. We were trying to bait you there.
Favorite?
No, I know what you're doing.
Favorite TV game show?
You know, I never really got into the game shows and stuff like that. Anytime my grandparents came over, they would pretty much always just... Somehow The Price is Right always seemed to run for 4 hours every day anytime my grandparents came in. So I guess if I have to pick one, it's that. But otherwise, you know, game shows aren't really for me.
Salt or pepper?
Salt.
Interesting.
I know.
I like your, Greg, I like your
comment.
Interesting, yeah.
Celebrity crush.
I'll go with Emma Stone.
Ooh.
She hasn't been in too many movies, but every single one she's in, she looks really good, so I think I'd like to see her naked.
Wait, which one's Emma Stone?
Is that the redhead?
Yeah, that's a girl from Superbad, right?
Yeah, and Zombieland and EZA, and that's about all I really know her from, but I'm fascinated with her.
Yeah, she's getting hotter by the second, too.
Dude, she was money for Superbad.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, she's only like 22 to 23, so hopefully she just keeps getting better, and then in about 5 years she levels off and then goes to hell.
All right, well, speaking of Emma Stone naked, where would you take Emma Stone if you had the opportunity to take her out on a date in Dallas?
Boy, I'd pay her.
Yeah, what would your date consist of?
I don't know, maybe a movie, little sex, see what happens.
if your house was on fire and you could take one item, what would it be?
Gosh, I'd probably go with playing, and so that's the infamous acoustic grooves under the bridge guitar. And so I think I'd want to keep that because it also plays really nice now that I finally got it set up to actually work like a real guitar.
Nice, nice. On our last podcast groups, we did a kind of a segment where we were talking about the new chick on the T-Mobile commercials. I don't know, are you familiar with her?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Because we had
I was going to say, we had a pretty good discussion where two of us thought she was a pretty smoking hot babe, and one of us here disagreed. Where do you lie with the new T-Mobile chick?
Much Twitter stalking her. I've actually last couple of days been making quite a few different posts about maybe getting her out onto a boat in the open ocean because of the implication and that sort of stuff. So I'm firmly I think her name is Carly, but I'm firmly on her side and wanting to see her naked.
All right. And since you're on the radio, do you ever try to use that to your advantage, being like, hey, you know, my name's Michael Gruber. I work for a radio station in Dallas. Would you be interested in, you know, coming on one of our segments just to get her to talk to you? Do you pull that?
You know, I might have to try that. I'm not sure if you'd be impressed at all with a radio AM board operator, but it's worth a shot.
Hey, and then tell her you can tell her you jump high, too.
What?
I said you can tell her you jump high too.
I can now that I've got my superpower.
All right. Well, since you do love, I guess Carly is her name.
I think so.
You need to go.
I'm not really too worried about her name.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, you are worried about her hotness, and I think if I can ask you, you need to go to our website if you would at one time when you get bored. Go to rubyroompodcast.wordpress.com, and on the side you'll see a picture of her that I posted the other day, and I posted one of her looking very, very nice, and right next to it is another picture. It's a screen grab from her latest commercial, and you got to tell me hot or not, because I got to tell you, I was on your side until this latest commercial, and I accidentally saw this pause face and realized that her horse gums might be a little too much for me to overcome.
Yeah, she does have a little bit of horse face, but I'm willing to fight through it.
All right, well, if you go there and vote on that for hot or not. Anybody that's listening, you can go to the rubyroompodcast.wordpress.com and vote hot or not for Carly the T-Mobile chick.
And Grooves, don't listen to him.
Carly.
Yeah, don't listen to him, because I've seen this picture and she's still hot.
I knew it.
No doubt.
I kind of just assumed.
Well, hey, you were talking about the Mavs earlier, and I don't think anybody in the city, much less thought we were going to win this series, much less to sweep it like we did. And I think the natural tendency, whether we want to admit it or not, I think everyone knows you can't look past the next round, but I think everybody is. So my question to you is, do you think the Mavs legitimately have a shot to get back to the finals? And if so, you think we have a shot at winning this thing?
Man, I'm kind of the attitude of, you know, let's get through the next round first. Just, I think partly because of, once again, with the World Series, where, you know, basically beating the Yankees, you know, striking out A-Rod to go to the World Series, I think that was basically our championship. That was our, you know, peak of the mountain or top of the mountain. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, we have to play the Giants, who we, other than them being our first interleague opponent back in 97, we basically have no history against. And that's kind of what I worry about with the Mavs, is that, you know, we kind of, you know, the Lakers are the Yankees of the NBA, and we beat the Lakers. It was really emotional and awesome. Everybody, you know, seemed to basically just kick their ass. And so now I worry, oh, God, we got one more round to the finals. Like, so I don't know. I'm kind of the, you know, let's win the next round first, and then we'll worry about the finals, you know?
Yeah, and speaking of the next round, do you prefer Memphis or Oklahoma City?
sports enough to really comment on either of them. I don't know. I guess that's probably, I think we'll get screwed by either of them, really.
Yeah, and I think
young and,
you're fucking cute.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that we, I think we agree that just being in this round is what it's all about. Whoever we face, I'm just excited to be there. So, because I definitely did not expect the Mavs to go this far this year.
Yeah, and I don't, like you said, I don't think anyone really expected that. We were pretty much expecting to have the Lakers kick our ass, and now all of a sudden we're flipping the Lakers. So all of a sudden that makes the Lakers the worst team in the world, and that's just kind of how, that's kind of the way sports broadcasts go, but.
If you could shoehorn Ruby Alexander and the Ruby Room into the concert calendar or perhaps the Reconsider Lounge, would you do that for us?
Sure thing. All you have to do is just make sure and let me know when it is, and I'll plug it for you.
Nice. Well, hey, we'll shoot you over an email probably later this week. We'll get you some of those details.
Sweet.
Perfect. Well, now I think Sammy has a question he wants to pose for you.
Yeah. Very stealth plug for your band, by the way. Good job.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, we played this little scenario game. We've done it before, all three of us, but I'm going to ask you the question and kind of put a spin on it towards the ticket. It's a game we like to call Marry One, Bang One, Kill One.
My favorite game.
You're not going to like it in a second. I like basketball. All right, so marry one, bang one, kill one. I'm going to give you three people. I want the answer off the top of your head as fast as you can.
All right.
All right, it's between Danny, Corby, and Mike.
Oh, damn it. Okay. All right. God.
I want to hear him talk this one out.
This is hypothetical, so you don't have to worry too much about it.
You mean we're not going to hold him to
okay.
it?
Yeah, just the Mary
Let's
one.
Let's see. Mary one, probably Danny because he's my leader.
Nice.
what do I have? And then kill and bang. Bang has probably got to be Corby just because he's so beautiful with his and all that. And even though I wouldn't want to do it, I guess I'd have to kill Mike, but that's okay because Ryder's dead already.
Well played.
Plus, he's lived the longest anyway, so it's all right. All right. Well, thanks for that. I've got a little something here that I prepared. Because your job is to rip drops, pull drops, and then play them. I went on to the drop page over at theticket.com, where anybody can go and just listen to the drops and download them and use them how they like, and set them as their text message alert. And so I pulled a couple, and I want to do an entire interview just by drops.
All right.
All right.
Now we're talking.
All right. So the problem is I don't have a very sophisticated setup. So so basically you're on speakerphone with us and I'm playing these from iTunes on my computer. So
he's actually lying. He's gonna be recreating these drops in his own voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just do them yourself.
Oh, sure. I don't think that would come off quite as well. Are you ready for this?
As ready as I'm gonna be.
The king of drops. Of course he's ready.
All right. I'm gonna try not to talk and guys, try not to laugh. We're gonna just do the drops. The drop interview starts now.
Hey,
where's Groove's at?
Oh, I'm right here, Dirk, in the house after the house you bought.
Hello. How about that ride in?
Oh, hey, Zach.
Do you like this gig?
Well, yes, I love this gig.
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must not have understood. Yes, of course I like my job.
You ever been to Wrigley?
God, I haven't heard that one in forever. But no, I haven't been to Wrigley. What?
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Did you ever see a guy with a fake head?
We just talked about him today, so yes.
When was the last time you got laid?
No comment.
Are your nipples black?
Pink, actually.
Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
Only if you kiss me afterwards. But you know better. So...
Hey, bye!
Okay, bye, bye.
That sucked.
That's all I can pull.
What do you think the reason is that, like, the Musers, they seem to try to avoid drops at all measures, yet, like, the hard line and bad radio tend to embrace them? Is it just personality, or is there a certain reason why you think those guys are like that?
I'm really not sure. I just, for whatever reason, that's just kind of the way that, you know, the Musers work. I think it's partly because, you know, someone like Danny's a really good mimic. You know, obviously Gordon is just such another level of being able to imitate voices and all that, that Gordon almost kind of works as his own kind of drop machine, you know? But I don't know. I just know that I got really lucky to be working on the two most drop-intensive shows because I love playing drops. So works out pretty well.
Well, good. Well, I think we're out of questions.
Uh-oh.
I know, that's good. We figured we'd get about 20 minutes and tack it on to the rest of it, and we thought it'd be all good, so.
Perfect. Well, yeah, and obviously let me know when you get it posted up, and once again, had a blast. Maybe we can make this a semi-regular thing, but the more shows I do with you guys, the more beer you owe me.
that's true. See, you know, well, because we're all sipping on beers right now, so I guess you're right. We did say we would buy you one.
Yes, you did.
You know, at some point we may
forget that.
Grooves, we need to actually bring you out for a live podcast taping. We'll get you all the beer you need. You can just sit back in the room with us and spew your opinions throughout the internet, no doubt.
My very ill-informed and not very well-spoken opinion.
So you
should
sure right
agree.
Yeah. What do you think we know? We know shit. We're just three guys with microphones that post our shit to the internet.
Hey, that's basically what we get to do on the ticket. We just, I wouldn't even say we have a better single because I'm not sure that we do.
This is very true. Well, thanks, man. But yeah, man, we appreciate that. We appreciate you coming on and being our first interview and letting us cut our teeth with you. We have no idea what we're doing. We're just writing down questions that we think other people will care about. And
what it's all about, man.
Yeah, so we definitely appreciate it.